Hello and welcome to the Hippocampus podcast, a place where we discuss the strategies that help optimise learning. So join us for some grassroots conversations where we share some practical tips and insights that might just make your learning journey a little easier.
In this podcast, we're going to be talking about returning to face-to-face teaching in the upcoming academic year. This past year has been incredibly challenging for everyone, including first-year students across all universities, because they've not had the opportunity to meet new people and form new friendships as much as they would have liked to. As things hopefully shift back to normal, much of the experience, of course, will be like arriving to university for the first time. This will bring excitement, but it may also strike fear, as some students could still be unsure on how to go about successfully establishing social circles and will have never set foot in a lecture theatre before. So, in this episode, we decided to get together and give some suggestions on how you can make the most of returning to university, both academically and socially. So, join me, Nikita, and Elliot and Sophie. We're all third-year medical students. Welcome back. How are we all doing?
Oh, good, thank you.
Very good.
We're in a very very sort of shaky phase at the moment. Like, exams are just around the corner. So I'm feeling quite stressed. So I don't know about you two, how you're feeling.
We're both just saying actually that we feel weirdly not stressed, and we don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm sure it'll come later on.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly the same. There's an effect, isn't there? Something, I don't know if we mentioned it before. It's like when you don't know what you don't know, something Kruger effect. I don't know.
Is there a fancy name for it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when you start doing something, you think you know everything, but really you don't know anything. It's something Kruger effect. I think we mentioned it before, but anyway. I think that's what I'm experiencing now.
Okay, fine. I think it's nice to give a name to what we're feeling, so I might look into this. Oh, okay. So today's topic is going to be talking about, you know, students returning to university. We're getting towards that time where hopefully things will return to normal. How about we start off our discussion by talking about what sort of changes first years especially have been experiencing during COVID, how they've been impacted. We've probably spoken to a couple of first years we know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a bit of a weird year, hasn't it? First year is such like an important time, sort of forming friendships and like getting your footing around the university. And I don't know, I just feel like I do really feel for the first years coming into medicine or any other subject, really. I've got a friend in first year, actually. And she was saying it's kind of hard socially because you only know the people in your group for group work, and a lot of societies haven't been able to meet in person and things like that. It's all the technology, isn't it? Like, online lectures just aren't the same.
Mm-hmm. How have you guys found portion of online teaching this year? How would you reflect on the experience?
Found it really hard to stay motivated, I'm not going to lie. It's been so difficult. Like, at home, just sitting in front of the screen and not seeing everyone and just doing all that content online, I've just found it really hard, you know? Like, I'm not going to lie, I've dozed off at times and just, you know, and you know when you think that I need to engage with this, but it's just been really difficult. And now that I've said that, I'm just thinking, my God, how have the first years done it then? Because that's pretty much been their entire experience. And I've just struggled with one kind of university day that we have.
Yeah, I think the same, really. I think we've been really lucky in that obviously a lot of our time is spent on wards or in GP practices. It's like all very clinical. And then we have the odd kind of tutorial or lecture university day here and there that's online. But yeah, I completely agree. First year, second year, it's like anyone preclinical, that's their whole day, isn't it? And you're kind of sat in your room, only meeting your flatmates, trying to communicate with people and discuss pretty difficult concepts when you're learning it for the first time over Zoom, where you can't, like, the conversation just doesn't flow as well, does it?
Yeah, and then obviously we've got to remember that a lot of first years don't know what it's like to be in a lecture theatre or work face-to-face. So, I mean, it'll be a very exciting, I hope it's exciting for them anyway, to feel like maybe they're going to have a new experience when things are back to the way they were.
I think also I was speaking to, just expanding more on kind of what they've been struggling with, I was speaking to a first-year friend. I think just to feed off that, like, societies as well, briefly, Sophie, you mentioned it, but the great way to get to connect with your seniors and your juniors as well. And I think when I've spoken to, like, first years in a society that I'm part of, one of the things that she mentioned was the major struggle is like first year's your time to kind of make those connections and that base. So it's just, it's one of those things where they have to balance a few things that they should have done beforehand.
Obviously, it's easy to focus on negatives of the past year, but I feel like there has been some positives. So a massive drive in societies and companies doing online lectures, more revision resources. I personally found that really helpful, especially going into our clinical years. And I think it also kind of makes it a bit more accessible to people that maybe aren't able to stay behind at uni and come to these revision lectures. Like I myself, I commute into uni, so it's a lot for me to kind of stay behind until 7-8 o'clock at night. So I never used to go to them, but now they're on Zoom, I can do it at home.
These things can complement the in-person university experience.
Yeah, accessibility is huge. I think that's really massive. It's like if you put your mind to it, then I think you can gain a lot, you know, from all the opportunities that are available online. So another interesting question that popped up is, do we find friends or do friends find us? I was interested, how did you guys find your friendship groups? Because I know I found my solid friendship group in my first year within, I think, the first 2 months. But how was that kind of journey for you guys?
I had the attitude that friends, just it just happens. I think there's definitely something to say about being intentional about, you know, finding your friends. Mm. And it's not weird, you know, it's not like you're asking someone to be your friend. I mean, you just... maybe we'll go to more social events or go to a certain society. And I mean, it will naturally happen in the end, but you can definitely make an effort to make friends. And at the end of the day, everyone's going to be in the same situation. So most people are going to be willing to make new friendships and things. So it's not weird to look for friends in a way.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think you've got to seek out people sometimes, haven't you, that kind of like match your interests. And I think it will be really interesting to see how group dynamics change and friendships change when students that haven't met before in person as much go back to face-to-face teaching. Because I think I met my main friendship group kind of being in the same group study room, or just kind of being like, oh, can I sit here in a lecture? So I think sometimes it happens kind of like naturally like that. So I'm wondering if friendship groups will kind of shift around once you're forced to kind of find space in a lecture theatre again.
Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? It's weird because, you know, the reason I also brought this up is because obviously now the first years are going to have to do these kinds of things. It's almost as if they were going to do it at the beginning of first year, right? So then some of them might be apprehensive or might be thinking about how am I going to connect with these people? And things like that. But it's weird because actually during the lockdown, I kind of formed probably some of my closest friendships in lockdown over Zoom, weirdly enough. But I think also it's important to start off from a base where you've met them before in order to do that sometimes. And sometimes not, I'm not saying always. So yeah, it's just different dynamics, I guess. But when they meet in person, I think, yeah, you're right. So it'll be interesting to see how things change. It's quite daunting in a way to suddenly be in front of people who you've not seen at all.
Yeah, I think we're also forgetting that, you know, as a podcast, the our as five co-hosts and obviously Lisa, we haven't actually come together in person yet. So, you know, I think maybe we just prove that you don't need the interaction to form a friendship with people.
That's so true. Actually, I thought we'd be recording these in person by now, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I thought we'd be at least six months ago. So, but one day.
Yeah, maybe one day.
It's gonna happen soon. Okay, so in terms of, we've kind of focused on the struggles a bit. What kinds of suggestions then do we guys have for students who are apprehensive or worried about coming back to university? What can they practically do to help establish these kinds of connections?
So I think, obviously, we've said it before, sort of join societies, join sports clubs when they're back up and running, things like that. I think they're amazing ways of meeting people, especially non-medics, which we've discussed before. Sometimes you can get kind of in a medic bubble. And I feel like that probably would have been even more the case the past year, because you're not really interacting with anyone that's not a medic without any face-to-face sort of activities. You know, like mingle in group study rooms and stuff like that. Don't just stick to your bell bin that you've known for the whole year. You know, there'll be a few of you in there.
kind of a level playing field when everyone's going into it in terms of socially, because everyone's in the same position. Everyone is starting from the same level. So everyone want to interact with people. So if you're worried about, you know, seeing people and just in general and making new friends, I mean, there's nothing to be scared of, because, you know, friendships will form naturally if you just are willing to interact with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. And sort of feeding off what you're saying, Elliot, I think people have been through struggles and stuff like that. So I think if you keep that in mind, that everybody is searching for the same thing in terms of finding friendships and, you know, forming bonds and things, you know, this whole lockdown has been so difficult for people. So there is in all of us a craving, if you like, that we want to meet people, we want to engage with people. So you just have to try and take that positivity and move forward with that. And hopefully, you know, you'll be able to form those connections. I think just going off from what you were saying, so about mingling with people. So in placement right now, we have in our flat, it's an all girls clinical, like groups, like there's four or five and they're all girls, and we were all on one floor. And one of the girls had an idea to do like in flat revision sessions. Mm-hmm. So we all got together and we didn't know each other at all, by the way. But academics kind of brought us together, where by the end of it, we became such a close net of people who were so like warm towards each other. And it's just it felt really good. And honestly, we just said bye to each other as well. And it was like, it was such a weird moment. I was like, how has this come to an end already? But the thing is that revision brought us together. I think it's almost like you're giving a platform where people can naturally then start talking about things, you know, other than academics. You talk about the medicine part anyway.
Yeah, I think that's, not only do you have the commonality of like, oh, everyone's in the same boat meeting for the first time, but you also have the commonality of like, you're all studying the same thing. So like, you're going to find something to talk about at first, even if it's not like strictly about you.
So true, yes.
Also, I feel like a really underrated thing or thing you wouldn't think about is sort of the opportunity to make friends from other year groups. So like a lot of medicine is sort of peer-to-peer teaching and kind of getting advice from older year groups and things like that. And I'm always messaging people I know in the years above, like, oh, what was your experience of this? What should I expect of that? So, you know, if you see someone in person that you recognize from a session they delivered on Zoom, or I don't know, you recognize a name from somewhere, like, don't be afraid to go up and say hi to them and sort of introduce yourself, because they'll be more than happy to talk to you. And then like, friendships can build that way. And also it's like beneficial for both of you.
Yeah, for sure. What about yourself, Elliot? What did you have in mind?
Probably just the general mindset, just be willing to take every opportunity and speak to some people maybe that you wouldn't normally talk to. And then just, yeah, it's really just the mindset.
Yeah, for sure. I think also another big thing is balancing time. So I think in terms of balancing academics, studying, and all these kinds of interactions, what tips do you guys have in mind in terms of how they can go about that?
It's really easy to go from an environment where you've had a whole year of kind of having exclusive study time because there's nothing else to do. And it's really tempting to continue that and feel like you have to maintain that to do just as well in the following years. But definitely like, this is your chance to experience student life while you're still on campus, especially if, like, you're going into clinical years after that. But what I would say is don't go too crazy because it's a little bit more intense. But yeah, it's definitely doable if you like time manage properly and kind of chunk out your days.
Yeah, I think there's different options, isn't there? It just depends on how you are as people. So you just have to accept that. Like, I'm someone who's more, I'm not really a planner. Like, oh, this Thursday we're going to do this. So every Thursday we'll make that our day to do this. It just depends. If you're that kind of a person who likes to choose a set day in the week to do something fun, that's fine. But if you're more of a spontaneous person, like, oh, today I feel like ordering in a pizza, do you guys want to join? Maybe we can revise something while chatting, you know, or eating. Then it's just anything, just be open to anything. But just, it's the whole work hard, play hard thing, isn't it? You know, trying to get a bit of both. So yeah, I think that's going to be sort of key, because like, academic pressures will change. And that's something that students are probably thinking about and it's on their minds. Even now I'm learning, we're in third year now, we're finishing third year, can you imagine? And I'm still getting to grips with managing time. And it's basically, you just have to give things time, right? It gets easier. You learn things a little easier, they sustain for a bit longer in your head. So you just have to be a bit patient with it.
Yeah, for sure. On that sort of vein, what are you guys excited for next year? I know it probably won't change too much about our placement. But.
Probably just talking to a wider group of people, because in person, obviously, because, you know, when I've been on placements, the sessions, if they're online, you know, you don't have a chance to speak to someone before the session, or, you know, speak to them for 5 minutes after the session. And I've really enjoyed the few sessions that have been like a bigger group in person, you know, just quite similar to hopefully what first years will be experiencing. Yeah.
I'm really excited about our university days when we get to see everybody again back in the building. It's going to, I'm just gonna so say the excited. Opposite.
Because
Elliot doesn't like,
I was gonna say no. I was gonna say I'm not looking forward to the university days, but you're right, Nikita. I can't lie, it will be nice to see a lot of people again.
I'm really intrigued. But, what is it that's worrying you about the university?
What's worrying you?
I don't know. I think the it's probably just the ease of logging in on the computer. So I'm probably just being lazy. So
no, I get you. And also, if you're on outblock, we've never had that experience of being on outblock and having to travel back.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true. But it's okay, those are one-off days. So it's like you can enjoy it and then you can slip out of it and then just get back to your life. So like both things. But yeah, no, definitely that. And then also, I don't know, just seeing those faces, interacting with them in person. I don't know. Yeah, it's just that human touch, basically. That's what I've kind of been missing. It's slowly getting to me now. I'm quite a homely person, naturally. I can stay 6-7 months at home and I'll be fine. But I think it's reaching a point where I actually want to see, you know, people. And
Some of us will have been negatively impacted throughout this year on placements. So things like, if you were in a GP, when you couldn't see many people, you know, next time you've got a GP placement, it'll be a different experience. So something to look forward to. Also, the mask wearing is gonna
it's
gonna last much longer, but it probably will be nice to meet new people without the masks on, but we'll see.
I'm really hoping that stops. I like, not because it's annoying to wear, but because I think it's just nice to see someone smile.
I know,
like, to be able to talk to patients and then to understand what you're saying first time.
I think it's a double-edged sword. I think the mask, I definitely wanted to see it go, but it's also been an advantage in ways, because it's been great for hiding expressions. Like times where I'll be like, I'm thankful that people did not see what face I was making at that point. I was quite thankful for it, but no, now I'm just like, oh. And it's weird. Have you had that thing where you see a mask and you make a mental image of how they look like, and when they take it off, you're like, what the hell? They look so different.
This is really true. It's just a completely different person if someone pulls their mask down for something. Like, that's not the person I...
guessed right what someone looks like underneath the mask. It's always a surprise.
That's so true.
I'm excited at the prospect of scrubs maybe staying. I kind of want them to stay. Wow. It just takes the thaw out of having to wear nice clothes.
Definitely, yeah.
So comfortable.
The scrubs can stay, please. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. They're really comfortable, actually. Yeah, I would love that. Was there anything in particular that we wanted to kind of say and things settle?
I think just keep going, chin up, it'll go back to normal soon, and you know, at least medicine's a nice long course, so you get a lot of years to get through, and hope you'll have at least like 3 years of normality.
Good point Sophie made. You know, other people, if they've had 1 year affected in another way, it could have a big impact on that, the whole course. But you know, as medics, hopefully you've got a good year this year, and then you can have 4 more great years and enjoy it.
Yeah, I really love that thought of how you still got a few years left of med, so that's not a problem for us. But I think also it's just, yeah, using the motivation, you know, with all the struggles that have happened, kind of using that, keeping that in mind, being appreciative and empathetic towards people who've gone through the same, and using that to drive your interactions again, I think that will be a huge motivator. But yeah, I'm sure it'll be positive ahead. Great, so that's the end of our episode. Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, leave us a review, and give us a follow on Instagram at the Hippocampus Podcast. If you've got any thoughts or any ideas for future discussion, please send us an email at thehippocampuspodcast@gmail.com. See you guys soon.